Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. The UK launched the Digital Markets Unit, a new regulator that will review allegations of anti-competitive behavior by large technology companies. The regulator currently doesn't have the power to levy fines until Parliament approves legislation governing its oversight power, expected to be approved by next year. With Apple set to roll out its app tracking transparency in iOS 14.5, the company published details on two privacy-preserving ad measurement technologies that advertisers can utilize without tracking users. SK Ad Network lets advertisers see how often an app was installed after seeing an ad without sharing any actual device information, while Private Click Measurement provides a way to measure the impact of ads that lead users to a website. Dell announced AMD Ryzen 5000 editions of its G15 and Alienware M15 gaming laptops, in addition to existing laptops with 10th generation Intel chips. The AMD-equipped M15 launches April 15th, starting at $1,793.98, with the G15 coming May 4th, starting at a rounder $900. Microsoft published support pages for an unreleased Surface 4 laptop, showing the device with both AMD and Intel processors. When future sources say these laptops will use AMD Ryzen 4000 series mobile chips and 11th generation Intel processors. The latest security update for the Pixel phones seemed to have increased GPU performance. XDA Developers notes that Der Standard found a 30-40% performance improvement, and Anantech found performance had essentially doubled. Apple launched an app called Find My Certification Assistant, designed for companies who make certified MFi accessories for iPhone. Apple has not yet launched a third-party device program for its Find My network, but the app launch indicates it might soon, and also may point to the launch of AirTags by Apple. The EV maker Polestar announced it's developing the Polestar Zero, a climate-neutral car, with plans to release it by 2030, although price, production volume, and target market are not yet determined. Rather than purchasing carbon offsets, the company plans to eliminate all emissions stemming from production using renewable energy across its supply chain, as well as climate-neutral and recycled materials. Google open-sourced an audio codec called Lyra that uses machine learning decoding to produce high-quality voice calls from compressed audio down to 3 kilobits per second, rather than traditional digital signal processing techniques. Google says this could be useful in saving battery life, archiving large amounts of speech quickly, and alleviating network congestion in an emergency. Signal began a beta test of peer-to-peer payments on its messaging app using the cryptocurrency Mobilecoin in the UK. The test is available on iOS and Android apps, but not on desktop. Ring announced the Floodlight Cam Wired Pro, which offers the same bird's-eye view using 3D motion detection with radar introduced on the Video Doorbell Pro 2. It's available for pre-order now, shipping May 6th for $249.99, with the original Floodlight Cam reduced to $199.99. The AV tech company THX announced its first consumer hardware called Onyx, a $200 USB-C DAC using THX's new AAA78 amplifier chip. It includes listening modes for standard, high-quality, direct-stream digital, and master-quality authenticated audio, and is compatible with Windows 10, macOS, Android, and iOS. Samsung announced that as part of its Galaxy upcycling program, old Galaxy smartphones are being used as eye care devices in underserved communities. The phones will be attached to handheld fundus cameras called the iLike to take images of the rear of the eye and use on-device AI to make a diagnosis. The trade-in provider Gazelle reopened its online device trade-in business on April 5th after previously exiting the business back in February. Gazelle says, though, it has no plans to reintroduce its rewards program. And finally, Microsoft began a trial of cooling a rack of internal production cloud servers by submerging them in a non-conductive fluorocarbon-based liquid with a 50 degrees Celsius boiling point, creating a closed-loop system that allows components to be packed tighter and use less water than traditional data center cooling. Microsoft plans to phase in more server racks to the test over time, looking at reliability and how it handles burst workloads. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.